If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Haggai. Take a text from Haggai. Don't hear that one very much, do we? Old Testament. But before we get to our text, just to give a little history. In Haggai's time, the children of Israel are done with the 70 years of captivity. Had been done for, 20 years or so? Over two decades back in Jerusalem. And as we're about to read, we'll see that the house of the Lord is still not built. The house of the Lord. You know, this Old Testament, they had to have that geological area of worship. That was the place that they would go. The house of the Lord. You know, the Lord had told him exactly what to do, how to build it, and that would be his dwelling place. Here in the New Testament, we don't have that physical location. We're not bound by that. Aren't you thankful for that? You know, during this time we've had, we've been able to, even in homes, we've been able to worship if we had to. You know, that time that we can come together and just be with one another, even if it was over Facebook, that's great. But there's nothing that can beat this. There is nothing that can take the place of this. This is the way the Lord set his church up. But anyway, back to Haggai. We see that the house of the Lord is still not built. And just in the interest of time, let's start with verse 2. It said, "Thus spaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste?" So what he's saying is, your houses are finished. Your houses are built. They're sealed. They're complete. You're not pitching tents anymore or having built houses. But the house of the Lord is still not built. Still not completed. But everyone has their house, has their dwelling place, and their sealed houses. Verse 5, "Now therefore saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sworn much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." You're not going to get very far with that, are you? I'd hate to know that I was going to be putting my wages in a bag of holes. But brethren, we need to think about what's being said here. Where are our priorities? Where is our life at? Where is our driving force at? If our driving force is doing the service of the Lord, that's put in a bag that's secure. That is not vain labor. That is labor that the Lord will bless. So the people were dwelling in their sealed houses. The house of the Lord lay waste. Over 20 years. Can you imagine? We only had a few months of this time when we couldn't meet and together in the house. This is over 20 years. And this is after the miraculous deliverance out of captivity. God moved a king, the ruler of the so-called known world at the time, to allow them to go back, and even funded their way. Even funded for them to build their house. I mean, the house of the Lord. I mean, can you imagine? These people have been living in captivity for over 70 years. This king, what reason would he have to say, well, go home, build your wall, build your house of God, serve your God? That just goes beyond anything that I could imagine. Lord moves in mysterious ways. But he had a purpose. That 70 years was a time set. 70 years, no more, no less. And then the Lord delivered his people back. I mean, can you imagine the deliverance? The king funding it and everything like that. And then to get back home and do nothing. Oh, I'm sure they were doing a lot of things. I mean, obviously they were building houses. Obviously they were going about their life. I mean, 20 years had passed. I'm only 33 years old. I mean, that's most of my life. And the house of the Lord lay waste. The place where they were supposed to be sacrificing and worshiping the Almighty God, the one who delivered them out of bondage from Egypt, wandering through the wilderness, kept them, saved them, fed them, gave them water from a rock, blessed them upon blessings. And even through when they were rebellious and they had to enter into that 70-year period, the Lord sent prophets among them. The Lord was still with them. The Lord blessed men like Daniel to be in places of authority, to look out for them. You could just see the hand of the Lord with his people wherever they were, and then bring them back home, and for them to squander the time. This talk we've had about this time, this has been of a wake up. It's been stirring my mind to read about this, this time that the children of Israel have come back. They've had this opportunity to come back home, come back and rebuild the house of God. Brothers and sisters, we don't have the physical house of God to build, but brethren, we can be building our spiritual home here. Are we squandering our time? Are we doing what we need to? Are we putting forth the effort? Are we putting it a priority on it? Are we going to go back into that comfortable stage and just drift through life? Now more than ever, we are seeing things that, I'm not trying to be too political here, but the things that they're coming down with, the orders that are coming down not to meet, it's unconstitutional. In our laws of our land, it's wrong. But yet, how easy it was to just say, don't do it, and that's it. And I'm not preaching civil disobedience. I'm not saying let's march against Washington. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is stand firm on the truths and serving the one who is able to deliver us through. Amen. Are we squandering the time we have? Or are we using it wisely? We have an opportunity to meet together once again. Every time these doors are open, we need to try to make an effort to be here. Now, I've heard some folks say, well, you know, I wanted to, but it just seemed like it wasn't will for me to come. I don't believe the Lord's ever stopped anybody from coming to church. This old flesh nature of mine, he's going to try to stop me. He has a lot of times. And shamefully to say it, it's happened before. And I've given in. But we have had a wake-up call. It is time for us to wake up. It is time for us to get busy. You know, the children of Israel here in Haggai's time, they were busy with whatever they were doing. But the house of the Lord still remained lying in waste. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to get building. It's time for us to get reading, get down on our knees and praying that the Almighty God would have mercy upon us, help us through this time, and strengthen our heart, strengthen our foundation on this, what we owe is our foundation, the rock of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have a mighty God. We serve a loving Savior. We serve the risen Savior, the roaring lion of Judah. We are the children of God. Amen. Let us live like that. It's not time for us to be cowering in fear. For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of love. power of sound mind. We need to be using that sound mind that the Lord is going to bless us with. And the best way we can have that sound mind is being firmly rooted in the truth. This book of the law, this book of truth, is what we need to hold on to. And we need to serve our Lord the best way we can. No matter what happens, no matter what may come down the pipeline, we need to be standing firm and worshiping our Lord. Brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that we don't have the house of God laying in waste. Let's get busy building. Let's get busy doing. Let's get busy working. The Lord said, happy are ye if you do them. The commandments that he has given us. Happy are you if you do them. And you know that word happy and blessed, they're interchangeable that way. Blessed are we if we do them. You know, Haggai would say, the Lord was speaking through Haggai when he said, you put your wages into a bag of holes. Brothers and sisters, if we don't want our wages to be wasted, if we don't want us to, he says, ye have sworn much, but bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Brothers and sisters, we read that the word of God is, the cup is overflowing, blessings upon blessings. He daily loadeth us with benefits. But how many of those benefits are we neglecting? How many of those benefits are we not getting? You know, I can't remember now. He says, but you have not because you ask not. Let's get busy. Thank you, James. Let's get busy. Let's get busy building and strengthening our house. And we start that by here. Strengthening my heart. Learning more about him. Relying more upon his wisdom instead of my own. If I'm relying upon my wisdom, I'm going to fail. I'm going to falter. That's why we need to be rooted in truth. And if you haven't started, now's a perfect time. So let's get busy building and not squander the time that we have here. We have a space of grace. The Lord has blessed us. It's like it's been delivered out of that time. Let's use it wisely when we meet together. Let's love more. Let's pray more. Let's worship more. And use more of this heart and till that ground so it's fertile. And it finds, when the word is spread, it finds a good lodging place. So let's get busy and not get lazy. Bless you.